weekend I'm in Hermanus, a lovely coastal town in South Africa, famous for whale watching and for fine arts. So this weekend I'm spending at the Fine Arts Festival, and I thought it might be a good idea to film the first phrasal verb in a gallery. But first let me tell you what the three phrasal verbs are that we're going to discuss. The first one is carry out, the second one is seek out, and the third one is turn down. The first phrasal verb, carry out. I'll illustrate the first meaning by filming a small sequence in a gallery. And that meaning of carry out is to follow or obey. So Nanette, what happens when the potter who fires your sculptures fails to carry out your instructions?
Well, either they would underfire the sculpture, or they would overfire the sculpture, or it could actually explode.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So if they don't follow your instructions, if they don't carry them out?
If they don't carry out my instructions, I will never hire them again.
The second meaning of carry out is to execute a plan or to do something that you had planned to do. And if my friend Nanette won't mind, I'll use her again in this example. 6 months ago, she planned to exhibit at a top art gallery here in Hermanus. Now, 6 months later, she has carried out that plan. She has executed the plan. Another sample sentence which illustrates this meaning will deal with the environment. And here I've roped in Nanette's husband, Sean. The sample sentence, the third one, is the following.
Sean, so you're an environmentalist. So what happens if a developer does not carry out the authorized environmental plan according to regulations?
The development gets halted immediately, and the developer is liable to a fine to the maximum of 10 million rand.
Sure, that's a lot of money.
It is.
So those are the two meanings of the phrasal verb carry out. Number one, to follow or obey, and number two, to execute a plan. Well, it's Monday morning and I'm back from the seaside, and it's time to look at the second phrasal verb. Seek out. To seek out means to look for someone or something in a determined way. So let's look at three different sample sentences. Sentence one. Those two always seek out a pub or restaurant where they can dance. So the two people in the video seek out or look determinedly for a place to dance. Now for the second sample sentence. Our family always seeks out holidays that offer physical activity and a bit of adventure.
Yes, George.
So this family wants to be active when they're on holiday. They want some physical activity and they enjoy adventure. Sample sentence three. When they travel, they invariably seek out places of cultural or historical interest. These are the kind of people who seek out, who search for places like Angkor Wat in Cambodia, or the ancient ruins of the citadel in Peru, Machu Picchu. And now for the third phrasal verb, turn down. We will look at three different meanings. Meaning number one is to refuse an offer, a request, or an application. Let's look at sample sentence one illustrating this meaning. Most of the companies turn down our requests for donations, and now our charity is struggling. So this charity approached various companies with requests for donations, but the companies refused these requests. And now the charity is struggling. Meaning number two is to reduce the intensity of sound or light or heat by adjusting a device. Sample sentence, please turn down the music. I'm trying to study here. So yes, this person wants the music, the intensity of the music, the volume of the music to be reduced so that she can concentrate. Meaning number three is to prepare a bed. Now this meaning is usually found in a hotel context where the guests' beds are prepared beforehand. Sample sentence. Hotels offer a nightly turn-down service in which they turn down the beds and put a chocolate or a mint on the pillow. So in this case, turn down means to take the sheet and the blanket and to pull it back at a neat angle so that the bed looks ready to sleep in. And very often when the bed is turned down, the hotel staff also adds a lovely little chocolate or a mint and puts that on the pillow for the guests. And that's the end of this video. In the week to come, I hope that you'll carry out all your plans successfully, that you'll seek out as many thrills and as many interesting things as possible, and that you'll turn the music up instead of turning it down.